from Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Today we bring in one of our regional favorites, Intuitive Compass, one of the submissions in the 2018 NPR Tiny Desk Contest. There is a brand new self-titled album out, and you can find information at intuitive-compass.com. Jason Day West and Aurelia Ann Cohen are with me today in the studio. Hello to both of you. It's nice to meet you. Well, let's talk a little bit about your background and how you came to be Intuitive Compass. This is a band that, as I understand, started out back in 2011 as a six-piece.
Sure.
Well, that's quite a difference from what is going on today in our studio with just the two of you. Tell me how the group came together. What did you have initially, and what caused the paring down to primarily just the two of you?
All right. Well, Intuitive Compass did indeed start in 2011 in the North Bay area, Petaluma to be specific. Aurelia and I had met just a couple months before that. It would have been February 2011. In Boulder, Colorado, I was with another band at the time based out of Nashville, Tennessee called Barefoot Surrender. And I saw this beautiful person walking down the mall, and I thought, oh, I'm going to know that person.
Yeah, I was pretty distracted by the band Barefoot Surrender at the time. They were playing for thousands of people on the walking mall there every day for, I don't know, I was there for an aerial acrobatics conference that goes on. It was actually in August of 2010, I think. But I just kind of dropped everything I was doing because the charisma I was witnessing was very driving, and I found it a little more satisfying than what I was there to do, which it's sort of surprising because that's a passion of mine.
Now, had you been making music as well as doing the aerial stuff?
I have a musical background mostly as a singer and a writer. Mm. I started in this band playing the washtub mostly because I was not proficient with anything besides my voice at the time.
Does that still come up from time to time in songs?
For fun, mostly. You know, it's one of those things when you're a duo, it makes more sense to have a slightly more dynamic second instrument. But Jason here is kind of a one-man band on his own, so anything I do dresses it up a little, and he's got the foundation covered.
So members of Barefoot Surrender ended up starting a new band called Intuitive Compass, and Aurelia was part of that original formation. And there were six of us. We had washboard, banjo, fiddle, guitar, washtub bass. Am I forgetting one? Musical saw.
Yeah.
And several of the original members were living in the Bay Area at the time. And we decided, I had some love for Southern Oregon. I had spent some time here with Barefoot Surrender performing around the area, and I knew I just wanted to get back to the simple country living, which is sort of the polar opposite of what we were experiencing down in the Bay Area. So the band relocated up to Southern Oregon, where we busked at the Ashland Farmers Market and just about anywhere we could. And at some point, we decided we wanted to be a stage band. And around that time, Aurelia and I became parents of our manager and six-year-old. His name is Theo. Other folks in the band, they wanted to pursue different types of music, more traditional folk music. They moved to cities like New Orleans and Asheville, North Carolina. And we stayed here.
And it's working.
And it's been working real well.
It's definitely been an ongoing adventure.
Well, I'd love to hear some music. Intuitive Compass, my guests live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Information is at intuitive-compass.com. All right, what do you guys want to do first today?
All right, so we're working on our fifth studio album as a band, and we're going to play the title track off that album. It's called Four Winds Calling.
Singing a lonesome tune this afternoon. Blood, you come too soon. dark shadows cast around me won't be long. Honey, I'll be gone like an old folk song. Blowing in the four winds somewhere, I'll be there. If indeed you care, honey, I'll be there. In my dream, there's wild horses free to roam. Well, I'm a free to roam and I'm going home. I can hear my family singing a mournful tune this afternoon. Would you come too soon?
That is Four Winds Calling, played live for us today by Intuitive Compass, Jason Day West, Aurelia Ann Cohen in the studio. Going back, Bay Area is where you guys came together. Prior to that, you had considerably different backgrounds. Jason, you were writing songs. Aurelia, you were in a pyrotechnic theater company?
I still work with Flam Chen. They're a pyrotechnic theater based in Tucson, Arizona. We do all sorts of huge spectacle art and... So I'm a circus freak professionally.
Yeah, that's very cool.
It's my original trade.
The build.
How do you juggle, no pun intended, how do you manage that demand for doing those kinds of performances with touring with this band, being a mother, living in Southern Oregon?
Well, you know, you try to sleep sometimes.
I would imagine you do a lot of travel.
We do. We travel a lot. I travel a lot. We travel a lot. We sort of have, it's almost like we have a triangle of bases between the Midwest, the Southwest, and here. Because my original home is Arizona. I grew up all over the state, and my troupe is in Tucson, Arizona. And there's a nonprofit that we also run down there. And they put on an event called All Souls every year. It's wonderful. Check it out sometime. The nonprofit is called Many Mouths, One Stomach. .org. You can check it out. Okay. So I try to go down there once or twice a year, and I can work with my people, you know, a bit long distance, being that we've known each other for so long and we have a lot of years built up between us. It's easy to have an idea and develop something and then come together and put it together pretty quickly. Mm.
You guys have talked about your music over the course of a number of interviews in a lot of different ways. Old-time folk, you have brought up vaudevillian folk on numerous occasions, and I have read descriptions of some of your live performances and how they expand beyond just music.
Absolutely.
Like, tell me about some of those other things, those other components that are part of an Intuitive Compass performance.
Well, I mean, I think it's really important to know that the music really is the focus. You know, back turn of the century or... any time, really, that you look at theater and live entertainment, it's always nice to have a little bit of something else thrown in there. So, you know, I have several different alternative talents, aerial acrobatics being probably the most primary. I teach aerial silks, for example, and I do various other aerial forms. So whenever we have a place like the Applegate Lodge, for example, as far as a local venue where it's an available option, we can hang a silk, and I can do like a featured performance as a part of our show, or with the band we're paired with. You know, or sometimes I'll do some mild contortion or some fire eating, or you know, something of that sort to accent
mild.
What we're doing.
I like that.
Well, it's not. I guess I did fire spitting once there, but it's yeah.
I think when our worlds merged together with Aurelia's circus and theater background and the type of rootsy folk music I was playing, that it was just a no-brainer that we would incorporate theatrical acts and spectacle to our live performance.
You guys do a lot of originals on these records.
Oh, yeah.
How much time do you spend digging through or listening to old catalog of songs from around the period of time that obviously influences your own writing?
I think it's probably most of what we listen to.
Yeah.
But there's a couple modern artists we enjoy who are sort of... playing untraditional music, Pokey Lafarge comes to mind.
He's been in this room.
Even Jack White has sort of favored some of the early rootsy music and brought it to the mainstream.
What is it about it, the music from that period, that speaks so intimately to you?
Well, I think it's just sort of timeless.
It's real, too. It's not synthesized, no offense to synth performers, you know.
We definitely live what we sing. I think it's, for me, it's just the only type of music I really know is folk music as an umbrella term. That includes old time, country.
Punk rock.
I have a punk rock background. I think that still finds its way in our music a little bit, shines through.
I'm a classically trained ballet dancer earlier on in my career. So, you know, I have a lot of, I grew up immersed in classical music, and I am not a classical music expert, but it definitely influences, you know, the way that I compose things. And I think anything timeless fits into a category all its own. It's like a melting pot, like this country is, you know. So I feel like that influence, though it's very broad, it has its own little nest there, and it's pretty, it just speaks for itself.
Hmm. Will you play something else?
Yeah.
Intuitive Compass, my guests live today here on Jefferson Public
this
Radio.
This next one's our pop country hit.
Okay. Which What's one? It called?
It's called You, I, and Josephine. You might think it's about Aurelia, myself, and some other lover named Josephine, but it's just about our experience living out in Josephine County for the last 8 years and all the change we have witnessed. All right, that'll do. Josephine, we worked the land and we built a dream. We got our water from the mountain springs, and we washed our hands in the forest streams. You, I, and Josephine. Well, once these hills were full of gold, the tall trees heard the stories told. Summer heat and a winter cold, barn stood strong, now it's getting old. Just like Josephine. Williamsburg to Applegate, the stagecoach hauls a morning freight. Farm life's great out on Jefferson State, it's the best I think I've ever seen. Well, the soil's rich and the folks are kind, the land provides and we'll do just fine. Summer fire, winter snow, out back country that a few folks know. You, I, and Josephine. Siskiyou country is lush and green, valley air it's cool and clean. Too bad some folks have never seen your beauty, Josephine. Winding river for remind my mind, endless pasture where there's no time. There's no law, there's no crime, once you reach that a Jefferson line in the county of Josephine. But now this land's got rules and laws, and there's no more timber left to fall. There's no more dancing at the old Grange Hall. No old timers who know the call, said maybe Josephine. Well, the farmers have died and the land is dry. The rain don't fall from a winter sky. It's enough to make any country boy cry, saying goodbye, Josephina. Goodbye, Josephine. Thank you.
Josephine.
That is called You, I, and Josephine, song that was on our website, the entry to the NPR Tiny Desk Contest by Intuitive Compass, played live today in our studios by Jason and Aurelia. Tell me a little bit about how you came across that contest and decided this was the year. We're going to submit something.
It seems like in the past we've had friends participate in the contest, and it was always this thing where we're like, oh, we should really do that, but we were busy on tour.
Yep, that's usually it. On tour without a video crew, not really right. In the mood to do a cell phone video, even though I'm sure that's just fine.
And your video was quite good.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about how that came together.
Well, Hardison Films is a crew that is based in Grants Pass, or I don't know if they identify as such, but their office has most recently been there. And they're a fantastic video crew. Antonio
Melendez, what?
Melendez. I believe it's his brainchild, but I don't want to discredit anyone else. It's just a really nice, tight group of people doing top-of-the-line work, and we've hired them on a couple occasions at a, you know, artist-discounted rate to document some of our visions.
Well, it both sounds and looks great.
Yeah, they did a fine job.
Credit for that, yeah, to them.
When we post our session today to our website, we'll also include a link to that video as it was uploaded to YouTube for that competition so that you can watch and hear. This record was recorded in Williams, right? This last one that just came out. And you worked with the late Dennis Dragon.
Absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about that process. I never had a chance to meet him, so tell me what that was like to work with the guy.
Oh, gosh, working with Dennis.
Such an honor.
At first, it was so challenging, but in the end, we ended up learning so much.
Challenging because you were nervous to be in that place?
I mean, if Dennis had a high expectation of how everything should sound, how everything should be executed, he had been in the business a long time and had recorded and been involved in several hit records. And I don't know that he had recorded a whole lot of folk bands.
No, that's what I was
I think we were sort of a new thing for him. And
But his aesthetic matched your sensibilities in that it's all analog, right?
Yes.
There's not a lot of digital trickery.
We really agreed. Yeah, as far as quality goes, we were all on the same page there.
Dennis, he had just a plethora of analog mics. The whole studio there at Pacifica, the old Steve Miller studio, is just total gem, blue shade carpet everywhere. It was just so comforting and nostalgic.
Blast from the past.
Mm.
But Dennis was very particular. And he was not afraid to make us redo things 10 billion times on a tight budget. So it was a bit of a struggle, but in the end, I think we're just entirely grateful that we had the opportunity to work with him.
It was well worth it. And it ended up being one of the most treasured friendships. You know, it was really kind of difficult to conceive of starting a new record anywhere else because we really hadn't anticipated that, and his studio being out in the Applegate Valley has been a huge reason why we've continued to feel like it's productive to be based here.
We had Abbey Road right down the street, you know.
Yeah. Now you also did a solo record in this last year or so with him, right?
Also with Dennis. Yep. Took me 3 years actually.
3 years again because of the touring and everything else going on.
Yeah, excessive touring and
touring budget timing.
Dennis.
Writing songs, adding them to the, you know, you had it finished once or twice and then added a song or two.
And the solo record sort of started, I had a good friend who was in Barefoot Surrender with me. His name's Benjamin Todd. He now plays with Lost Dog Street Band. He'd come visit out west. He'd be singing songs I wrote 10 years ago, and he could remember them better than I could. And I thought, oh, that's a great song. I should start recording those sort of as an archive documentation album. And after I got in the studio and got to work, I realized, oh, I got some really good songs here. And Dennis definitely thought so as well. He did a lot of drumming on that album.
Last album he completed.
It was.
How do you know when you've written a tune which drawer you're going to toss it in? The Intuitive Compass drawer or the Jason Day West drawer?
Well, Intuitive Compass definitely has kind of a political charge to it with a lot of the material. And the Jason Day West stuff is a lot more intimate and personal. So I guess that's sort of how I differentiate the two. Is this a song that's going to approach or appeal to the world and world events, or is this more about me and just in the tradition of, you know, country folk storytelling songwriting, which is mostly what I do with Jason Day West.
Gotcha. So do you do like a solo performer spotlight during an Intuitive Compass performance the way Aurelia does her spotlight?
A lot of times we'll play a couple songs off my solo album.
Yeah, we usually mention it.
Yeah.
So people know.
We promote it. but Intuitive Compass is definitely my main bag of tricks, you know.
Well, I'd love to see some more of those tricks.
Okay.
What do you guys want to wrap up with today?
Well, we're gonna end on a sort of slow and dark one. This one's called Lone Rider. It's going to be off our up-and-coming record, Four Winds Calling. One, two, three, one. Lone Rider, Lone Rider, you've got death on your mind. There is darkness up ahead and fire behind. Lone Rider, Lone Rider, you are the last of your kind. There's a long ways to go, but there isn't much time. And I remember the days when your problems were mine. Way out in Wyoming, where the wild folk dwell, your sorrow does show and your face looks like hell. Your saddle has dried up, your horse has gone lame. Your skin, it is torn and your teeth, they are stained. You spent too many years in the wind and the rain. Now your ears, they don't hear and your head pounds with pain. It's been a long, hard road and a short life of fame. Through the dark forest, your shadow does glide and your soul burns red in the shade of a pine. You've got a mind full of secrets and a chest full of pride. I remember the days when your problems were mine. I remember the days when your sorrow was mine. Lone Rider, Lone Rider, your secrets I know. And I see past the horse shit that you put on for show. At the end of the trail, there is no place to go. And your soul has been buried in 6 feet of snow. Your will has been buried in 6 feet of snow. Fear in your eyes, and the thought of soon dying has got you a crying. Your loved ones and family, you've cheated and lied. Now your heart starts a racing, and you pant and you sigh. You dream of cool water for your lips cracked and dry. You cry like a hound at the cold winter sky. And then you look all around and you prepare to die.
That is another new one from Intuitive Compass, live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Jason Day West, Aurelia Ann Cohen are my guests in the studio. The new record is also called Intuitive Compass. Jason, Aurelia, thanks for coming by. It's nice to meet you.
Thanks for having us.